Manda asked us to pray for the nursing center, COVID patients, and staff. And then Miss Neva sent a text message. Joe just got a call, and his knee replacement surgery is rescheduled for next Tuesday.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for the reschedule of Joe's knee surgery, and we pray that that machine is operating perfectly, expertly, the way that it needs to be, Lord. And we pray for Joe's nerves to be calmed down and know that this is the best thing for it. It's the timing of your hand today. Father God, there is a very special request today, a request for our older generation that's in the nursing centers. Lord, these are widows, these are widowers, these are just older generation folks. Lord, we just pray your hand to be upon them today. There is a concern for the COVID virus that's going through there. Lord, we pray that you would touch them, protect them, guard them, put your shield around them. Lord, we speak today covering over their life. We speak healing into their bodies, healing into their breath, healing into their lungs. We pray today for your control in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. She'll bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of...
You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Pastor Kevin Akins, and his title is Living in the Joy.
Living in the Joy. Living in the Joy. Are you ready to go?
We have one more prayer request that came in for...
Okay.
You okay? Lisa Taylor asked us to please pray for Ella, that she will feel good enough and will be able to go to school.
Amen. Amen. Lisa, we miss you. Father God, I come to you right now for Lisa Taylor, for Ella. Lord, we just pray that you would touch Ella today. Lord, bring about a divine healing to her body. Lord, we know that there are different circumstances and there's been different reports from the doctors. And we accept those reports, but the report that we want to stand on is the report of the Lord, that by his stripes we are healed. Because of his wounds, there is supernatural healing that has been gifted unto us. And we receive that healing for Ella right now. We stand in the gap for her. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'd begin to line up that body, that it would return to the full correction of your creation. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. All right, we ready to go?
Ready to go.
Part two. Part two. We're talking about living in the joy, and it is so hard for individuals to live in the joy. It reminds me of New Year's resolutions where people always say, I want to lose this, I want to do this, I want to do that, and they end up not losing what they make the resolution about, but they end up losing time. And through that survey, I learned that it's not just the time that people are losing. They're so busy, so stressed, so chaotic, that what they end up losing is their joy. And so in the process of losing that joy, I, as a pastor, I want to come back and I want to give some instruction. I want to give some guidelines. And I know it sounds terrible, but yeah, I'm telling you what to do because that's what Paul said to do. It's what Paul told us. And we're looking at Philippians chapter 4, and it's verses 4 through 7. It's very easy, very quick. I've read this in the New King James Version to start with, and this is what it says, all right? And I'm going to read it to you like Paul declares it. Rejoice in the Lord always. He was a little bit frustrated himself because of the people in Philippi had just rejected. They had rather live in their sadness and live in their sorrow and live in their despair. And he had to come back and tell them, you guys are missing it. There's so much more to this. They had religion down, but they had lost their relationship with God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He was reminding them, get back to this. Let your gentleness be known to all men. Stop being so against everybody else and start loving one another. The Lord is at hand. I love that statement. And I could stand on that for a while. The Lord is at hand. My, how we need to get that message back out again. The Lord is at hand. God's not been kicked off his throne. The Lord is not staring out into outer space, not focused on us. He knows right where you are. He knows what you're going through. He still has the number of hairs on your head. He still knows the skeletons in your closet and loves you anyway. Mm-hmm. He loves you in spite of it all. And there's nothing you can do that will make him love you more. And there's nothing you can do that will ever slam the door on who Jesus is for you. He loves you. But yet we go in and we start giving in to the schemes of the wicked one. We start living according to the schedule of the world. We start finding all of our stress and anxieties built up, and we realize we've lost our joy. How do we get back to living in the joy? Be anxious for nothing. I'm going to give you this quote again. I gave it to you earlier. Remind you once again, a stressed out saint is nothing but a weak warrior. Mm-hmm. You can't be a warrior for the kingdom of God and be stressed out all the time. They don't match. And so let your request be made known to God. You're not living in the joy because you've stopped communicating with God. You've stopped depending on God. You're no longer giving him your request. Living in the joy. You've lost your joy because you don't have peace with God anymore. How do you know you got peace of God? Because the true peace of God surpasses understanding. Mm-hmm. You'll have peace when everybody else is crazy. You'll have peace when everything around you is nuts. You'll have peace when you have a month of Mondays. Can you believe I said that? You'll have peace. It surpasses the understanding. How do you live in that joy then? Get the peace back with God, restore your relationship with God, and guard your heart and guard your mind. That's how you do it. And so now we're looking at a little bit different layout here. How do we really battle for the joy? Now, I'm going to have to really run through this, or I'm not going to make it in the next 10 minutes, but I know that we'll linger here. How do we really battle for the joy? Because joy doesn't just happen. Happiness just happens, but not joy. Happiness depends on the circumstance, the happenstance that is around you. But joy, you have to battle for it. You have to fight it. How do you battle for the joy? Number one thing that I want you to do is you've got to get past your regrets. It's not just about past your past, but past your regrets. Every one of us have these regrets that we wish that we hadn't have fallen into, but they are skeletons that are in our closet. But you got to realize that nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. I want to share a little story I was reading recently. It's just crazy how I find these things. And most everybody knows who Sherlock Holmes is. We hear about Sherlock Holmes, and maybe we don't really know him. But we know that, you know, he was this really incredible investigator, and he really knew how to solve problems. He did something that caused a major uproar in England, and a lot of people don't know this. This was one of the things that was his downfall. He got so ridiculed for this, and he got in so much trouble for this. He wrote a letter to 8 very important people in England. And in the letter, he simply wrote this little statement. All is found out, flee at once. All is found out, flee at once. And all 8 of those high-profile people left England within the 24 hours. He had no idea what he was saying. He just wrote that statement. He was just like doing a prank. He just wanted them to know, I'm the greatest investigator of all time, and I have found out things. And this was his statement, all is found out, flee at once. And all 8 of those very important people were out of England within 24 hours. They were gone. It's amazing. We all have those problems. Some of the most important people have those problems. I promise you, I do not want you investigating my background. Not just my history. I don't want you investigating yesterday. We all have these problems in our life. We all have them. But if we live in the regret of those problems, then we're just living in misery. And we get stuck in that misery. If here's the battle of the joy. If you say this statement often, if only I could have done this, if only this would have happened, if only the circumstances would have been changed, if only this, then you are in the process of having your joy stolen. You've got to get back to, don't say if only. Your statement needs to be, I can change this. I can get back to this. I can rearrange this. I can make a difference on this. Then you've got to finish that statement, because it's not just about I can, I will, I must. It is I can through Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. I will with the help of Jesus. I must focus on Jesus. What the devil is doing is he's destroying your relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the loss of your joy. And when you have to say, well, if they would have done this, if he would have done that, if they would have done this, if it, this would have happened, if that would have only, if you're saying that over and over again, you got to fight that fight and say, wait a minute. Through Christ, I can get past this. Jesus, I need back on your side. Bring all of your supplications back to him. Bring all of your requests back to him. Let your mind start finding the peace of God. Get back to that. But Pastor Kevin, how do I do that? Rejoice in the Lord always. Okay. Did I scream loud enough? Did I hit the red marks on it? Did anybody hear me? Did you hear what I'm telling you? But we don't do that. Instead, we mope and we groan and we cry and we complain and we, nobody loves me, everybody hates me kind of thing. And we get down and out and I don't have any friends and I don't have anybody that cares. Stop doing that. Rejoice in the Lord always. You're hurting yourself when you start saying, if only this would have happened, if only that. Let me read a scripture for you, okay? And you can write this down. It's Philippians 3:13. Now, this is a weird version of the Bible, but I like the way it says. One thing I do is to forget what is behind me and do my best to push forward to what's ahead. People regret what's behind you. I get it. Boy, I messed that up. I goofed that up. But don't stay in that mentality. If you're going to guard your mind, which will keep your heart from growing the after effects, then you've got to put something back in your mind. We are able, most everybody is able to say, I'm glad that's over. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get past that. But then we don't ever replace in our mind. We'll go to bed at night redreaming and rehashing how we would have fixed that. Or even worse yet, and I know y'all are going to get mad at me on this, and I'm not doing this to get mad at you, but I'm just telling you, everybody does this. We lay down in bed at night. We wait for our spouse to go to sleep, and then we cross our arms and we start planning our revenge on how we can get even with what caused the problem today. And that is the same form of regret. You regret that you did not do what you wished you would have done when what was happening was taking place. And so you try to formulate a better way of how you can work it out. You try to formulate a different way of how to make it better than what it was. No, forget what was behind. This is a statement that I say so often to my church over and over again. And if you were in my church, I'd say it to you. But you're not in my church, so I'm going to say it to you anyway. You can't change yesterday. But you can affect tomorrow if you'll just do what's right today. Yeah, but Pastor, I don't know what's right today. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Did you get the message? That's what's right today. Yeah, but I don't feel like rejoicing. Duh. Who does? The circumstance and the happenstance is bringing about pain and sorrow and crazy chaos. You must rejoice in the Lord. Guard your mind. Guard your heart. Rejoice in the Lord. Isaiah 43 says this, forget what happened in the past and don't dwell on events from long ago, because I'm going to do something new with you. That's Isaiah 43:18. Come on, mark it in your Bible, mark it in your head. Don't dwell on yesterday. You can't change yesterday, but you can affect tomorrow. How do I know I can? Because God said he's going to do something new with you. Yeah, but that's not sticking in my mind. Then rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Okay, I'm through yelling. That's the Pentecostal blood in me that just has to come out from time to time. Friends, if we're truly going to battle for our right to living in the joy, then we've got to get the hope back in our heart. Mm-hmm. Get hope back in our life. I hope for tomorrow. I want to see tomorrow. I love it when Paul said, to die is gain. I get it. But to live is Christ. I get it. I want both of those, but we worry about tomorrow. We worry about our future. We worry about what's ahead of us. You cannot be joyful when you're trapped in worry. Jesus told us every gospel has this written down. Every author said, oh no, did you hear what Jesus said? Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Listen, I can't change yesterday, but I can affect tomorrow. I can't affect what's coming up. Worry only makes things worse. The more you worry about something, the bigger it gets in your mind. And the more it gets in your mind, you're trying to turn molehills into mountains. The more it gets into your mind, you're exaggerating, and it gets bigger, 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 and it becomes a bigger problem than what it really is. I love this verse. This is in the New Living Translation. This is Philippians 4:6. And I already read it to you, but I'm going to read it to you in New Livings, okay? Don't worry about anything. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Be anxious for nothing, but in all prayer and supplication. I'm just repeating it. This is his instruction. This is how you're living in the joy. It's right there. It's in the Bible. Tells you how to do it. I love it when people say, I don't know how to live in the joy. Well, do you know how to read the Bible? I'm sorry. That was too quick. That was too sharp. Just too quick. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. This is how you live in the joy. Make this your practice. Make this your routine. If you're worrying, it means that you're not praying. And if you're not praying, then you're not living in the joy. Prayer brings about that joy. How, Brother Kevin, I just don't get that. How's that happen? Okay, here it is, very simple. Prayer repairs your relationship with Jesus. Prayer repairs your relationship with Jesus. Because when you pray, it's just instant that you'll learn to repent. It's just instant that you'll depend on him. It's just instant that you call on him. When you pray, pray like this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Come on, when you pray, it repairs your relationship with Jesus. The old English word for worry is to choke or to strangle. And when you choke or strangle, when you're worried about something, you're just choking your joy right out. when you're worried about something, I like looking at it this way. I'm not telling you to do it. This is what I do. When you're worrying about everything, it's like picturing the devil reaching his hands around you and begin to choke you out. He wants to choke your words out. He wants to choke your joy out. So when he's got you choked and you're worried about something, go talk to somebody about Jesus. Call your best Christian friend up and say, listen, I just need to talk about Jesus for a minute. I just need to talk about Jesus. I have a very precious little lady, saint of God, who's lying in her last hours of life. Any day now, she'll go on to be with the Lord. And she told her kids, she said, I want Brother Kevin to speak over my service. And so I went to visit her again, and I said, why do you want me to speak over you at your service? And she said, because you talk about Jesus more than anybody I know. And I said, so what do you want me to say at your service? And she said, I don't care as long as it's about Jesus. She just wants me to talk about, she said, don't talk about me, talk about Jesus. I said, that's great. That's fantastic. I want that. You know, I want that. If that's the epitaph on my stone, this man talked about Jesus. I want to talk about Jesus. Everywhere I go, everything that I do, everywhere I'm at, when I'm traveling, I'm on road trips, and I go into convenience stores, I will talk to somebody about Jesus before I leave that convenience store. If I am face-to-face with somebody at a gas pump, I'm fixing to talk to them about Jesus before I leave. I just want to talk about Jesus, you know? It's not about my Christian faith and my Christian hope, which those are good, not denying that, but just talk about Jesus. He is that source. He is that strength. He is what you need. He is what's there for you. If you're going to battle about living in joy, then talk about Jesus. Repair your relationship with Jesus. The other thing I want to tell you is this, is that you've got to release yourself to the purpose that God has for you. If you want true joy in your life, and I'm ending with this, I'm going to wrap this up. The greatest joy you can ever have is when you're fulfilling God's purpose in your life. Mm-hmm. If you're doing what God asks you to do, these wonderful ladies that are sitting in this room today that are coordinating the technical aspect of this and putting this broadcast around the world, how incredible it is that you're doing what God purposed you to do. I remember years ago when I met Monica, God is doing in you an incredible, incredible work. Incredible. Tina, I see you in your life and the advancement that even this time is producing. What? You're just doing the purpose that God wants you to do. But maybe you're listening to me today out there on the airways and you're thinking, man, I don't know what my purpose is. God will tell you his purpose. The closer you build your relationship with him, the more you're going to know your purpose. You have a purpose that God wants you to do. Paul said this to the Philippian church in 1:21. He said, for me to live is Christ. To live is Christ. Yes, to die is gain, but to live is Christ. Do everything through the glory of Christ. Do it all for him. I got a Living Bible too, and look at this, 2 Timothy chapter 1. I love this when he puts it. My only purpose in life is to please God. That's 2 Timothy 1:3. This is where Paul, Timothy was saying, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to do this? How do I make this all work? And Paul looked at Timothy and said, my only purpose in life is to please God. If you don't know what your purpose is, don't wait on me to really tell you what it is. But according to the Bible, your number one purpose is to please God. And how do you please God? Well, it's the commandment that Jesus gave us to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And if you just know those words and you can repeat them so quickly, then you're all about religion and not relationship. But when you start doing what that says to do, it'll change your life. And if you love God with everything inside of you, then you will love other people. But how can you tell me that you love God and hate your brother? That makes you a liar. You can't do that. You've got to love God and you've got to love your brother. You've got to give yourself completely to God. I like this in Romans 6:13, the last part of it. It says, give yourself completely to God, every part of you, to be tools in the hand of God, to be used for his good purpose. It's about being used for God and him. Fight for this. Battle for this. And the last one is stay focused. You got to stay focused. You got to yield to what God wants you to do, but you got to stay focused. Man, the devil wants to deter you, distract you. He wants to move you off the path that God has put you on, the direction. We have mountains and valleys. We have wins. We have losses. We have good times. We have bad times. All of us do. We have critics and we have compliments. They're all there, but it's your choice of which one you're going to focus on. Mm-hmm. It's your choice. I can't believe what she said about me. Why are you focusing on that? That's actually the good statement. Let me tell you what he said about you. What? See, you lost your focus already. Mm-hmm. Put your focus back on Christ. Put your focus on God. Man, I'm going through the worst time of my life. So that's only saying the truth is that you had a better time in your life sometime. Mm-hmm. So which one are you focusing on, the bad time or the good time? Where's it at? Where's the compliments at? Even in your worst day, life is good. Even on your worst day, you have a better off than many, many people in this world. Mm-hmm. Many people. You can choose what you're focused on. The more you fill your mind with the Word of God and the more positive things that you fill your mind with, the more things you focus on concerning Jesus Christ, the more you're going to live in the joy instead of live in all the other things. Mm-hmm. Fix your thoughts on Him. Fix your thoughts on Him. Love one another. Love other people. There was one other scripture that I really wanted to share with you, and I got to get down to it. In Philippians 4:11, I have learned to be content with whatever the circumstance. I've learned to be content with it. Wherever I'm living, with whatever's going on, be content with where you're at, and you'll have far more joy than being frustrated with what you're going through. And your life's not near as bad as other people. I tell you, sometimes just go back and read 2 Corinthians chapter 11 if you think you're having a bad day. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it's where Paul tells everybody his biography. I've worked harder than everybody else. I've been in prison more times than you've ever been in jail. I like one of the versions says, I've been in prison more times than you've had conflict with police officers. I've been exposed to death again and again and again. Five times I've received the 40 lashes minus one. That means 30. That means five times he received 39 lashes. That's one lash away from death. Five different times he's been there. He says, I have figured out how many scars are on my back. I know by what's happening to me. I've been beaten with rods. I've been stoned. I've been shipwrecked. I've been buried. I've been labored. I've been toiled. I've done everything more than you. Your life's not so bad. Live for Jesus with everything you got. The bottom decision, the bottom battle is this. If you want joy, you have to battle for it. You have to choose it. You have to focus on it. You have to fight for your joy. Happiness comes with the happenstances, but joy comes with the relationship. Let me say a prayer right now for everybody that's out there. Father God, I come to you today, and I ask you, Lord, for such a great blessing upon these that are battling having joy today. I pray, Lord, that the word that I've spoken to them can be buried in their heart so that they can retain it. They can pull it back up as they need it again. Father, I pray that they hear the word that Paul had to instruct the Philippian church. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It's that order. It's that command that no matter what trouble they're facing, no matter what their battle is, may they focus on the joy that is at hand for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I want to share something real quick. So someone, I can't remember exactly who was here as our guest, but as they were sharing what God put on their heart, the Lord, I seen joy, J-O-Y. Yeah. And I, for one, I, at that time, was in a battle to hang on to mine. Mm-hmm. And the Lord gave me this, and it's helped me fight and hang on and not let go of it. Joy, J-O-Y. Mm-hmm. Jesus over yourself.
No, that's good.
And now whenever I find myself, when I catch myself starting, when I catch the feeling of joy leaving, the joy leaving, I know.
Nope. Take it back.
Jesus.
That's it.
Jesus.
Over yourself.
Jesus.
Jesus over y'all. I've heard that, Monica, in several different ways too. And Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. There's a lot of those that you can make with joy. Whatever it takes, fight for joy. Mm-hmm. Happiness comes with happenstances. Joy comes with a battle. Living in the joy, fight the fight. Fight the fight. Can I say something real quick about our church?
Yes.
I want to let you know, 2701 South Randall is First Assembly of God. We got a new parking lot out there. Praise God, man. We're moving on up along things like that. A lot of things have been happening, going on. We recently had a choir from Uganda stop in. Oh, it was remarkable. It was tremendous, man. 22 kids under the age of 14 with 12 adults, and they brought the house down. Wow. It was phenomenal. Big article about it in the newspaper if you want to pick the newspaper up and look at it. We've got a lot of things that are going on. One of the things that I'd like to highlight real quick, though, I mean, come out to First Assembly of God. We've got Wednesday night services, Bible study starting at 7 o'clock. We've got everything for the family. Every student is broken off to go participate in whatever they do. Sunday mornings, service begins at 10:30. We do have a Bible study at 9:30 for an hour, broke up in three different groups that way. Morning worship begins at 10:30. We have a great time, great service. But one of the things I'd like to share real quick before I go offline, if people are still listening to us, Ministerial Alliance will be doing a community cookout on September the 10th at Ackley Park. We're right in front of the carousel. You can't park in front of the carousel, but you can park anywhere else and walk over to us. And we try to put it together. We have several churches that get in there together. And so come and see other Christians. And, you know, it's an evangelistic outreach. If you want it to be, you can bring some of your friends that don't go to church anywhere. Let them come and meet the pastors. Let them come and meet the people of the other churches. Friends, we just feel, all of us in Mr. Alliance feel, church is important. And we have a church life in so many different areas. We have a lot of great churches right here in Elk City. And if you're not going to church anywhere and you've been thinking about it, September the 10th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. in Ackley Park, Minister Alliance will be having a community cookout. All the food is free. There's no charges for anything. And it's at that time that you can also sign up for a Christmas basket and the Christmas boxes that go out. You can sign up and register on that day for the Christmas box and not miss out on that or wonder where to sign up later. So drop by the park and sign up for the Christmas box. Have a free kind of snack meal kind of thing. I mean, we had everything there last year, everything from a hot dog to a watermelon to corn on the cob on a stick. Man, it was great. It's fantastic. So drop by, see us. We got stuff for the kids to do. Usually got an entertainer there that's singing for a couple of hours. Meet a pastor, meet a friend. May God richly bless you. Get engaged in a church. That's what's important. Be blessed.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and Pastor Kevin Akins. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.